This is Early Morning Weather Report for Friday from meteorologist Paul Otto for listeners on the RFD Radio Network. We sure did need that quarter inch in the northwest to an inch of rain occurring in the southeast portions of the state all on your Thursday. And it's snow melting powers as well. But now the unfriendly side of the storm system is upon us with snow showers and flurries, gusty winds and tumbling wind chills, all due to a combination of the west-northwesterly winds that will still be up to 35 miles per hour this morning. And looks like bringing in Canadian air that'll invade the state completely throughout the day today. We do settle into the teens and low 20s first thing this morning at sunrise. We finish the week, therefore, well below normal temperatures in place, but then already by late tonight, winds will gust from a more friendly southerly direction, around 30 miles per hour, before again losing out to yet more northwesterly winds that will accompany another cool front that arrives tomorrow afternoon. But don't worry, this one's going to come through without incident, with only flurries for the northeast corner of the state, with plenty of mild air and dense fog replacing the chill by the time that we reach Tuesday of next week. And we do see a solid week of improving temperatures day by day through Christmas dessert, with high temperatures in the 60s and 70s, and that's what's going to be under everybody's holiday tree. Precipitation will be below normal now that this system is on its way out. The mid-range forecast period for Christmas Day through the 29th of December, temperatures drop by about 10 degrees for the travel days back home from Christmas, but still mild with 50s for high temperatures during the period. Normal precipitation is expected for areas along and south of I-70, with fog being also a hazard for areas basically of northern, central, and southern parts of the state as well. Below normal precipitation is expected over the northern half of the state. This has been Freeze Notice, meteorologist Paul Otto for the RFD Radio Network.